Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome back to episode number 2 of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas, and I'm here with
Adam Weichel.
And our special guest for the day,
Davis Asensi.
Let's get to it, boys. So me and Wick are going to start off with our emotional lacrosse recap of the last week. So I'll start and then Wick can finish. So started on Monday against North Oldham, where we put 19 on, and it was one of those games where it was Wick got to go play and shut down the house, and everyone played a good game. But then I'll let Wick talk about Wednesday and what happened on Wednesday.
Going into the game, we knew they were gonna shut Welch off, and we had worked on it a little bit in practice, but I don't think we really worked it to the extent that it needed to be practiced. Our offense, honestly, kind of broke down because we didn't have Welch. The face-off game, it was a nightmare. It was Canton against Camposano and Powell every single time. He didn't really have any help from the wings. And Canton's, he's good, but he's not going to get every single ground ball.
Yeah, when you just get beat on like that every single time, and Camposano,
Every time he comes off the field, he's gasping for breath. Like, he can't breathe because he's going that hard. I mean, overtime between that and getting checked by two of the best poles in the state.
Yeah.
Get worn out.
Well, I feel like it just sucks that we had to play them in the state semifinals.
Yeah, they should have done that as the state game. Yeah. I don't know why they...
It's like, no offense to South Oldham. South Oldham's a great team, but, like, everyone knows who the best two teams in the state are.
It would have been a much better game.
I think, especially, it's kind of biased just because, I'm at Trinity. State was at Trinity. I think it would have been a lot better playing St. X at home for state. For our 300th win.
I think it would have been a better game, too. Like, it would have had all the people came. Like, all the St. X kids would have been there, all the Trinity kids. There weren't that many South people at the state game. Like, it was mostly St. X. But they only had – it was only one side of the stadium. Like, there weren't.
Yeah, because I feel like at the state semifinal, when you say state semifinal, not a lot of people – because, a lot more people would have showed up if it was the state final game.
I mean, dude –
there was a lot more people at the semis than at state.
Well, last year – the state game was huge.
Yeah. There was a lot of people for a lacrosse game. Like, Kentucky lacrosse game, there were a lot of people there.
I mean, there was a good crowd this year.
Oh, yeah. Like, it almost took up the entire front row and then some of, like, the back.
Yeah,
for
the regular season game, there was a pretty big crowd.
Yeah.
Which, that's what I wish there was more of, because lacrosse, it's not the biggest sport in Kentucky, and a lot of people don't really understand it. But I think if you can get, like, a simple understanding of the sport, watching it, I think it's one of the best sports to watch. Because it's so fast-paced.
Well, when I came in, it was, I didn't even know, I knew, what lacrosse was, and, the general idea of it. I didn't really know anything until I was, down on the field during practice and seeing, what you guys do every single day.
Yeah.
Because, it's basically, hockey on grass in a way. Like, the way you kind of play the game.
I think if you can understand the way that it's played, when you're watching it, you'll realize, the whole game's got a flow to it.
Yeah, I feel like in Kentucky, it's always football and basketball, and it's always going to be hard to, compete with those two sports.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Especially at Trinity.
Yeah.
It's where we have a... And we've got a big history in football and in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And lacrosse, I mean...
kind of new, to be honest.
It's fairly new. And as of recently, we haven't been winning state titles. I mean, we haven't won one since 2017.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would understand why a lot of people don't come out, but...
I mean, our class, the 25 class of Trinity, it's loaded.
We've got a big 25 class. We have a really big 25 class.
And, like, we were really tech. We had, how many players do we have on varsity, like, from our class alone? We had Hollister at attack. You had Maverick and Sam on defense.
Me, Sam, Mav, McQuillan, Hollister, Logan.
God. And these are all just the starters. Like, that's seven starters right there on who a really good team.
Trying to think who else is in our grade that's on varsity. Whistle.
He was on varsity. Turner was on varsity.
Turner.
And that might have been it.
I mean, our Cole Pindell got pulled up. Trent got pulled up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it for our. We have a really big class.
I think our senior year, the St. X Trinity lacrosse games will be good.
Yeah, I think this year and next year, it's gonna be. Some of the best Trinity St. X lacrosse games. Because, like, the teams, I was thinking about it the other day, just trying to think who St. X's attack is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll have Andriel, David Powers.
Yeah, probably.
Because Heitman will play midi.
We have, like, no juniors coming back. Everybody's, yeah. I think there's a lot of people quitting, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Darnie's probably the best goalie in the state. Ken's probably the best face-off man in the state.
I mean, you got to think about that, too. Like, St. X is, I mean, no disrespect. I love them.
They're losing 13 seniors.
I love them to death, but St. X was goalie. Like,
he kept them in the game.
Yeah.
He really did.
And losing Crow, that's going to be. Losing Crow is big. Because who's going to be your goalie? Wade?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like. The Garney's best face-off man. Goalie in the state. Ken's the best face-off in the state.
Who's your? And you're not gonna have Camposano or Powell on face-off.
I feel like
this year.
Devin did fine against Canton. This like it wasn't that bad, and he started face-offs this year, and he missed half the season in the middle.
I think losing Camposano and Powell, that's gonna be big, especially like. Off the face off on the wings.
West really got better. And we didn't even have Charlie Warner like half the year.
We didn't have him.
He was gone half the year.
He was gone for more than half the year.
Which sucks for him because he was doing. The first game of the year, he had like four goals and like.
Yeah, he was cooking. I think it's going to be really good having him back. I think he could have a really big year next year.
So some news that came out like a couple weeks ago, the KHSAA has actually sanctioned lacrosse. To be like an actual KHSAA sport.
I saw that they were voting, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. Our senior year, it will be an actual like championship sport.
Well, what I'm interested about is, well, because you know, football and all the other sports, it's at football's at UK, all that. Basketball's at Rupp Arena.
Yeah, because it's weird because like. Not every school has an actual like lacrosse team.
Well, because I was talking to JC, Coach JC, and he was saying what he thinks will happen is it won't become an actual KHSSA or whatever it is sport until all the schools can like have equipment to hand out. So what he thinks it's going to be is the championship will be sponsored by them, but it'll be at a neutral site, but it won't. Be it like UK or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because like with football, everyone has like the equipment to hand out. Because like people will show up.
All the schools have helmets and shoulder pads that if you sign up for football, like, you're gonna get it.
Yeah, it's like lacrosse is one of those sports where it's like you have to have actual more equipment.
And it's so, but it's also so new here.
Yeah,
and a lot of these public, and you also got to think like, I mean, I know I've met people who don't even know what lacrosse is.
Yeah,
like. I don't know. I just think a lot of these public schools, it's just people there don't want to play. So it's, you know, why even have a team if you're going to have no one that's going to play?
Yeah. So I'm going to turn the subject over from lacrosse and talk about some conspiracies. So my like entire TikTok for you page has been about like conspiracy theories recently. And so one that I've like recently learned about that I thought was really interesting was, do you know what Skinwalker Ranch is? Have you heard of that?
I have a little bit.
Yeah, no, that shit's fucked up.
So, like, basically, the story goes, like, you know when the Native Americans got pushed out because, like, of the West expansion?
Yeah.
Well, basically, what was said to happen was the Native Americans left, like, some curse on the land. and basically like that something would come out and like attack the people that weren't supposed to be there. So this family bought it, like, and they were there for like 20 years, but then basically all this like weird stuff would start happening to them. Like one time their cows were like surgically cut open, like in the middle of the night. Like their cats and dogs would just vanish, and then like they would hear all these like voices and like footsteps at night. Bro, so they're
real.
And like, dude,
like they shadow all, people are real.
They all started.
He's seen one in my backyard. Yeah, they live with it. Like dead ass.
Yeah. Woods. So like they all start like. They all actually started sleeping in the same bedroom because they were so freaked out, like, what was going on? And then, like, because the dad thought it was, like, government agents that were trying to, like, run them off their land. So he was just out there, like, with a gun on his porch. But then he saw this figure that was just, like, he didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And then, so, like, all that. And then, like, there was these holes in the sky that they would see with, like, stuff coming out of them, like, all this, like, weird stuff. Like, just that would happen there. It was really weird.
That does seem pretty weird.
I don't know. I don't fuck around with that shit. That shit scares me. Yeah, no, that shit terrifies me.
Well, no.
After we saw the one in Adam's backyard, I heard it run up on us.
Wait, so, like, what did you actually see, like, in Adam's backyard?
Oh, we didn't see it, but we just got, like, run up. We were...
It was there. Like, it was... I'll let you explain
it. I don't really know how to explain it.
You want me to explain it?
Well, like...
I'll explain. So we were all hanging out at my house, and I've got a forest in my backyard, and there's a little area down at the bottom that you can go sit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got shit set up down there, and so it was kind of late, and we were just gonna go sit out there, just hang out for a little bit because it was really nice outside. It was a starry night. You can look up, see the sky, and. So we were walking down, and it's downhill, and it gets to a little ledge where you got to hop over a creek.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there on this ledge, and who said something first?
I think it was, I was like, it was, were you down there, or wasn't it just me?
No, Noah, I wasn't, Jamie? I wasn't, it was yeah. You, Jamu, Connor, and Noah. Little,
no, it was me, was Connor down? No, I yeah. thought, no, Connor was upstairs, he had the walkie-talkie for some reason. Oh, we brought,
yeah.
We said we were going on a mission, and we brought walkie-talkies, and we were sitting in a little, like, the dirt spot before you go down the hill, and I was like, we have music going, and I was like, and we were talking and shit, and I was like, shut up, do y'all hear that? Like, I thought I heard walking, and then, like, we kind of stopped for a second, didn't hear anything, and then knows, like, oh, like, you're just paranoid, like, it's
like you're tripping.
Yeah, you're tripping. So we like went back to talking, and then I was like, no, shut up, there's something walking down there. And then like we all stopped talking, and
so you can keep going with your story.
Okay, so I was like, all right, no, you all gotta shut up, like, there's actually something. So we like all shut up, stop talking, and like sat there for a second, and we heard something kind of like slowly walking towards us. Like, it sounded like it was kind of far away. Like, you could hear the leaves like crunching and like sticks breaking and shit. And so we just kind of sat there, and we're like, what the fuck? And then somebody yelled like, hello? And the footsteps stopped for a second, and then they got faster and were coming like right at us. And we all got up and ran straight up the hill into the house, upstairs, locked the doors, never came out again.
That's scary.
Yeah,
that's scary stuff.
Well, yeah, because I was sitting inside because I was tired. I was about to go to bed. It was kind of late, and I was just like, all right, y'all can go out, do whatever you want to do. I don't really care. And so I'm sitting on this couch, and they come running up the stairs, like, all super out of breath. They're freaking out, and I'm like, trying to calm y'all down. I'm like, all right, what the hell happened? And Noah looked at me. He was like, dude, there is something or someone in your backyard.
But it wasn't like animal footsteps. Like, a deer, you can hear like four. Like, you can tell by like,
yeah,
you can tell. Like,
you can tell if it's like a two-legged yeah. or four-legged yeah. thing.
It was not something on four legs, and it was like a big animal. Like, if it was an animal, it was like some big, like a, I don't even fucking know.
Fucking Kodiak grizzly.
Yeah, it was like a grizzly bear walking through there on 2 feet.
All right, so I heard this other one. This one's like actually like really scary. So like we all go to a public, we all go to a Catholic schools here, right? So like, yeah. You know, God, like God, Catholicism and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, I don't know if you know what the Queen, like Queen Mary Longboat is. It's like a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, this one room, I think it was like D32, was this one room that was like closed down to the public for like 30 years. Because all these unexplained murders and suicides would happen there. But then basically one week, like these guys, like this film group who does paranormal stuff, it opened up for like a week or something. So they all go there on the ship. And they're like, you know those like ghost things like you'll see? Like, so they had those. They walked around the ship. They don't find anything. So they go to this room, and they all just start sitting there in the dark. They sit there for about like 20 minutes. They don't hear anything. They're all frustrated. So they start packing up. They go to the door to leave. Water faucet just burst on for like 4 minutes.
Bro.
And then so basically, they all go back, and they sit there. And they start asking like yes or no questions. Like, is someone here? And it was knock back. Like, yes or no.
Dude, that's like...
And so here's the scary part. It's like, they would do this for like 35 minutes. They would just say yes or no questions. And they would knock back yes or no. But the knocks from different places. It would be up, down, sideways, like down. And then, well, basically, what's scary about it is like, then one of them asked a question that wasn't yes or no. They asked, is heaven real?
Yeah.
Well, then basically, the whatever it was, knocked back 3 times, which means no. So then two of the friends were like really religious, right? So they were like, dude, we gotta go now. Uh-huh. So they get up, they walk out the door, they don't look back, they don't say anything, they go to the car, and they're like, what the hell just happened? Why did we have to leave? Because they're like, they're trying to like pull you away from God, like in that.
I think I've heard of this.
It's like freaky.
Yeah, no, that shit's scary, bro.
Like, just thinking that like,
thought of the afterlife's crazy.
It really is.
I was watching, Joe Rogan was talking about it, and there's a theory that after you die, it's not like you go to heaven or you go to hell. Mm-hmm. It's when you die, there's some sort of chemical release.
It's the same chemical release when like with
DMT.
DMT and, it's, like, LSD and psilocybin and stuff.
There's, like, some big, crazy chemical release in your brain that's, like...
Dopamine. It's, like, a massive dopamine thing. It happens when you're born, too.
And it's, like, connected to your soul, and you're brought to just, like, this just, like, foreign land.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, I don't even...
That's
like,
crazy.
Like, it's, like, almost like it's impossible. Like, you can't describe it.
Yeah. That's
like,
crazy.
I mean, there's people... who do, like, DMT and talk about it, and, like, the only thing they say is, like, we've, like, literally cannot, you can't describe it. The only way to understand it is to go there. Like, and that shit freaks me out.
No, you know what is how it freaks me out? We've only explored, like, 5% of the ocean.
Oh.
The ocean's fucked.
Yeah.
And we're all, every single year, for a week straight, we're all in it. We don't know what the hell's in there.
I do. There could seriously be something big down there.
Okay, but if you think about it, how saying 5% has been explored, how do they know it's only 5%? Like, how do they know? If they've only explored 5%, how do they know it's 5%?
Exactly. It's like, there could be some, like, super, like, big stuff down there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and, like, there is.
Like, because they've directed more, like, of their money to, like, the space than they have, like, looking in the ocean.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know if you ever saw the video on Joe Rogan's podcast, like the giant squid, like the giant
octopus. Dude, the giant squids are fucked.
With like I'm talking like the one where like the tentacles went down so far.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't want to say cracking because that sounds like made up. Like, there could be a giant squid down there.
Well, but like,
it's something like
that. I feel like there's something that probably made them stop exploring it.
That's
like,
what
they saw.
There's
got
to be
something down there,
so David,
and they were like, "Fuck!" Because I feel like there's not. Oh yeah, I was just saying like, I feel like they saw something. I feel like there's not a lot of ocean research that happens. I feel like they saw something down there that made them not
so
want to keep.
To go along with you, before they put all their money into NASA, they were actually doing, like, NASA was ocean exploration.
NASA started.
And then it was like, I feel like, is it sometime in June, I think it was, they just stopped all ocean work and went directly to space.
Yeah.
So I'm saying is, they found something down there. And they were like, do not want
to get as far as fuck away from this shit.
Yeah, let's go to space. Let's get
to fucking space.
Like, yes, because they know something's down there, but they don't want to, like, wake up or do something to, so they just want to get out and go to space.
I mean, like...
Like, it makes sense in a way to, like, to where they don't even want to, like, go down in the ocean because that would, like, risk something bad happening.
The ocean's fucking... It's scary, dude. Like,
it is.
Like, I'm like, I'll go in the ocean, but, like...
Not deep ocean.
I remember we went deep sea. I went deep sea fishing, and we were 50 miles off the coast of...
Okay, just looking down,
it was
dude.
50... It was, we were, like, 50 miles off the coast of North Carolina, and I, like, went over and, like, looked over the edge of the boat, and I was just like, dude...
Because for me,
you don't... Like, you have no fucking clue what is underneath you right, like, now. Like,
it's not, like, sharks aren't the things that scare me. It's not sharks, really, because, like, shark attacks don't happen that often. It's something else that's just down there.
Yeah.
It's, like... And then, so the last thing I'll bring up is, I don't know if you guys know where Nova Scotia, Canada is?
Hmm?
Nova Scotia? It's in
yeah,
Canada?
Yeah.
So there was these pirates, like, back in, like, the 1700s, who, they came to Nova Scotia because they were running from the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, this unimaginable amount of, like, treasure. Like, it was extremely, like, out of this world, expensive. But basically what I was saying was, they went, so there, I don't know if you know what Oak Island is.
No.
So basically, they went to this island, there were all these tunnels to, like, get to in the middle. So basically, that's where they left their treasure.
Oh, I have seen that, and now that nobody can get it out.
Yeah.
They, like, buried it so well, nobody can get that shit out. I have seen that.
There's, like, there's all these booby traps around, because, like, the water rose, so, like, all the tunnels are gone.
When you dig a certain amount, the water rises.
So,
yeah.
So, like, these guys would all go broke, getting excavators trying to dig under to get in. Then there's this, like, one ladder, I think it is, where the water will come up,
and, like, it won't let you
can't get down. So, like, no one can, like, they kind of screwed themselves if anyone tried to get...
The pirates buried it so well that not even they could get it.
Exactly. Like, that's crazy to think about, like, they can't even get... Yeah. Their own treasure. Okay, so I think that's going to wrap up our second episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
I'm Adam Weckel.
I'm Davis Uncensored.
Thank you for listening.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.